Hey, we got Joey from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming on the horn here. Joey, how's the ice fishing reports going in the shop there?
Oh, pretty good. There's a few people that have been going around. Some at Schweitzer's catching small crappies, but a lot going to Lake Angeline. I've been there recently. I went there twice. If there is people that are looking to bring their, like, their kids or friends that just want to catch fish, just go straight out of the boat launch into the deeper part of the water. You'll catch dozens and dozens of perch.
Really?
Once in a while, you'll catch some rainbows out there.
Now, are they nice-sized perch, or are you weeding through a lot of small ones?
A lot of them are about 6 to 7 inches. I got about six of them were 10-plus inches.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the biggest one was 13.
Nice, nice. So you got a decent meal then?
Yes.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about this for a second because, you know, you mentioned that there's plenty of room out there and it's a great spot to go for people that might be novices or taking beginners or kids that just want to get their feet wet, cut their teeth, so to speak, catching fish through the ice. First of all, how thick is the ice?
When I was out there in most of the areas, it looked like it was about like 8 inches.
Okay, that's pretty safe. And it's good consistency. It's nice and heavy ice.
Yes, there is one spot by the island that the ice didn't freeze over. That's where there's a really warm spring, so people, please be careful with that.
But you're not talking anywhere near that, right? You're talking straight off from the boat launch about, 150 yards?
Yeah, kind of like it's by the island. You'd be out from there when you leave that boat launch.
Okay.
There's an island to your right.
So just stay away from that.
Yeah, like it would be farther to the shore on the right of the island.
Okay.
That there's a hole. I don't know how large it is, but I can see water.
All right. Well, it's pretty obvious then where the danger spot is.
Yes.
And how deep of water is the spot that you're kind of talking about?
A lot of times I was fishing between 15 to 25 feet.
All right. And are you fishing right off the bottom or are they suspended?
Most of the time I'm off the bottom, but once they start to slow down on bites, I bring it up a little bit more and jig it for more of a attraction. A lot of times I use like a shiny jig. A lot of them that I've been using is Haley jigs and tungsten jigs.
Oh, and we got some really good information to get to with regard to splake and brook trout through the ice at Lake Angeline. So stay tuned, and we'll continue with Joey from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming in our next outdoor report later this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.